So yeah, it is official. The US-China trade war just got a whole lot messier. And guess what? India is now being asked to take sides. Let me break it down in full context. Tuesday afternoon, things were normal. By evening, boom, headlines everywhere. Trump hikes tariffs again. US-China tensions boiling over. Now, after getting back in the White House, he is wasting no time. He slapped huge tariffs on Chinese goods. So big that the total duties now hit 104%. Yes, 104%. That basically means if a product from China cost $100, it could now cost $200 or more by the time it reaches the US market. Now, what are tariffs? They are like extra taxes countries put on imported goods. And when those taxes go up, things get expensive. Not just in the United States, but for everyone in the world. Now, here is what happened. Trump first hits China with a 34% tariff. And if you know, US already has 20% to 25% tariff on Chinese goods. This is before Trump's arrival. So 20 plus 34 is equal to 54%. Now China slaps back with the same 34% on US goods. Trump, not backing down, he goes, alright then, take this, and adds another 50%. Now 54 plus 50 is equal to 104%. So now we are staring at a full-on trade war. Again, if you remember, the first trade war with China started in 2018, again under Trump's administration. Now, China didn't stay quiet. In fact, the Chinese embassy in India had something to say. Their spokesperson, Yu Jing, has put out a post saying the US is abusing tariffs and it is hurting the whole world, especially developing countries. And then she turns to India and says, "Hey India, we are both the biggest developing nations. We should stand together against this." Now, if you think about it, India and China may argue on many things, but trade is one area where both sides quietly agree. More cooperation and less drama. Because for countries still building their economies like India, stability matters. But Trump sees things differently. He says these tariffs will bring back factories to America. He even claimed that the US is now earning $2 billion a day through these duties. I don't know about this kind of earning, but the important point is that this trade war with China will make things worse. High inflation, costlier products, and global uncertainty. And Wall Street clearly agrees. The US stock market had another rough day after the announcement. So here we are, again caught in a power battle between the world's two biggest economies. And once again, countries like India will have to walk a tightrope, choosing balance over bias and partnerships over politics. If you look at Trump, he is not hiding his game plan. His message was loud and clear right from the beginning of his election campaign, America first, and he wants to bring manufacturing back to the US. Now, if you look at China's response, their commerce ministry has said, if the US insists on having its way, then China will fight to the end. So basically, it was no longer about trade. It was about power. Now, let's understand what is going on in each of these leaders' mind. First, let's understand what is Trump thinking. Now, Trump's goal is to kill the $295 billion trade deficit and show its voters that he is tough on China. He has even said it to the media that they have been ripping us off for years.
They've ripped us off left and right. But now it's our turn to do the ripping. That's okay. We're going to make our country even stronger, stronger than it ever was.
Now, Trump is betting that his hardball approach will win hearts in swing states, especially with farmers and factory workers. The US tech market is down. Every major stock market around the world is down. Now, you might be thinking, Trump's tariff war will hurt the average American. Actually, not really. Because here's something most people don't realize. 90% of all stocks in the US are owned by just 8% of Americans, the richest people. The rest, most of the US citizens don't own much stock. They have rent, loans, credit card bills, etc. So this temporary crash, it mostly affects the wealthy. And Trump's team knows that. The idea is to take a bit from the top in the short term and pass the benefit down to the middle class through lower mortgage rates, cheaper groceries, and better prices in the long run. Now, Trump's idea is that these tariffs actually force companies to build factories in America instead of overseas. They will also push farmers to sell more produce locally, which helps bring down food prices. Even Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent came forward and said, "The top 10% of Americans own 88% of the stock market. The bottom 50%, they don't own stocks, they have debts." Trump is intentionally crashing the stock market without saying it upfront. Trump wants to push investors to move their money out of stocks and into US Treasury bonds. If investors sell stocks and buy US Treasury bonds, demands for bonds goes up, When demands for bonds rises, their yields, that is interest rates, go down. This is just how bond prices and yield works. They are inversely related. Now, lower bond yields signals to the Federal Reserves that the market expects interest rates to fall. Now, that puts pressure on the Fed to actually cut its official interest rates to match market expectations, especially if it wants to avoid a slowdown or keep borrowing affordable. Now, Trump has always been vocal about wanting lower interest rates because lower rates can boost economic growth short term. They make borrowing cheaper for businesses and consumers. And more importantly, a booming economy helps him politically, especially in an election year. One more point is that when interest rates are low, as soon as the Feds do that, it gives the US government a chance to refinance US national debt. It is kind of like how you might refinance a home loan when interest rates drop. In simple words, if the government can borrow money at a lower rate, it saves huge amounts of money. We are talking hundreds of billions of dollars every year. Even a small drop in interest rates can save billions in annual interest payments. So lower interest rates is equal to cheaper to manage national debt. Now, have you noticed? Many tech companies invested billions of money on the AI bubble just a few weeks ago, thinking the economy was great. Now they are stuck in recession with no way out. So this is a proof that the current US administration is not going to save Silicon Valley. They care more about the Midwest farmer and the factory workers than a software developer in California. So this is what is going on in Trump's head. Now let's look at Xi Jinping's thinking. Xi Jinping, meanwhile, doesn't have to worry about re-election. He's not trying to score political points. He's playing for endurance. China's message is clear. If Trump wants a showdown, we are ready. China has been preparing since the first trade war in 2018. They have cut dependency on US imports, boosted trade with ASEAN nations, European Union, and African countries. Today, US goods make up just 15% of Chinese imports, down from 25% in 2017. Domestically, that is in China, Xi Jinping is focusing on consumer spending, trying to push demand up as exports slow down. Now, what is China doing? China has placed export controls on heavy rare earth minerals on the US. This is a bad news for US defense and tech industries. Point number two, China can also begin yuan devaluation, meaning China can weaken its own currency, that is the yuan on purpose, so that one US dollar now buys more yuan. This will make Chinese goods cheaper again in dollar terms, even after the tariffs to absorb the tariff pain. For example, let's say a Chinese toy costs about 100 yuan. If $1 is equal to 6.5 yuan, the toy cost would be $15.38 in the US. But if China weakens its yuan to $1 is equal to 7.5 yuan, the toy now costs just $13.33. But then there is a problem in this. A weaker yuan can scare away foreign investors. It can also increase inflation inside China. And the US might accuse China for currency manipulation. Point number 3. Xi Jinping has upcoming visits to Southeast Asia this month. That is no coincidence. It is all about strengthening trade and shutting out US influence. So if you see, even the Trump administration has factored in all these three possibilities of China. And they know that China will most likely weaken its own currency so that the final price of the US buyers stays almost the same. So if you see, getting manufacturing back to the US is not a realistic idea. It sounds great in speeches. Over the past 30 to 40 years, the US has shifted towards tech, services, finance, and healthcare. Most people now work in offices, not on factory floors. Generations have grown up without any connection to industrial work. So bringing manufacturing back means retraining millions, and even then, many don't want those jobs. Plus, factory wages in the US are much higher than in Asia or Mexico, because that was the whole idea behind outsourcing it to other countries, where labor cost, environmental regulations, insurance, safety laws are low. And now, if at all Trump is adamant on the fact that everything is to be made locally, then these are the things that will happen. Number one, prices of everyday goods will shoot up. Number two, the American people would feel poorer, less money for travel, gadgets, etc. Cost of iPhone will increase massively. Now, if you see, that is a drop in lifestyle. Most people are not ready for that. So all this talk of reciprocal tariffs, trade fights, threatening the stock market, etc., is not just about punishing China or fixing unfair trade. It is also a clever pressure tactic aimed at one big goal: force the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. Because when interest rates go down, two major things happen. The US government can borrow more money easily, and they can also print more dollars without making the debt look scary. It is not just about trade wars. It is about shaping the money system from behind the curtain. Crash a little here, spook a little there, just enough to get the Fed to blink. Then boom, more money printing, more spending, more power. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.